following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi there, Refuge family, and welcome to another Refuge Devo. This is Mike Rogers wanting to share with you on this very, very thankful Thursday, a special day today because it's the Thursday before Good Friday. And Good Friday, of course, is before the celebration of what we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday, and that's coming up, and we can be thankful for that for sure throughout the rest of our lives, every day of our life. But today, considering what Jesus had done at the time that he was with his disciples on that day before going to the cross, he had been with them to have the Passover celebration. And it says in Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 14, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." Wow. Thinking that he knows that he's going to be going to the cross. He knows that there's going to be significant suffering coming his way, to the point of death, obviously, all the way to death. But before that, that there'd be a considerable amount of suffering. But he had a fervent desire to spend that time with him for that Passover meal. And it gets us to think about that first Passover when we read in Exodus about when God had put the plagues on Egypt because he was going to free the Israelites from Egypt, and Pharaoh had kept them in bondage, and God had instituted the 10 plagues upon the Egyptians. And we see in Exodus, it talks about the very first Passover when that 10th plague was on that night of the very first Passover. Moses had gotten with his elders, and he had told them to pick a sacrificial lamb, to sacrifice that lamb, and to take some hyssop and spread the blood of that sacrificial lamb on their doorposts and the lintels. And so, as it's been described to me in the past, most likely it was put on the doorpost in the form of a cross, whether that's true or not. Regardless, that blood of that first lamb was a representation of what we're going to see later in Jesus shedding his blood for us. And certainly Jesus, being God himself in heaven at that time, was able to see what happened on that very first Passover. Now he knows that he's going to be going to the cross himself, and he will be that sacrificial lamb, and he will be the one shedding his blood for us. And then he tells them, as he took the cup, he gave thanks for it, he had first taken the bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he likewise took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This cup is the new covenant in my blood," he said, "which is shed for you." And so he, knowing what was coming the next day, was doing this, but he looked forward to it with fervent desire, knowing that it was important to do what he did, knowing that it would change the lives. Just as the first Passover freed the Israelites, they were free from that death that was coming through. The firstborn didn't die if they had the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. In this case, if we accept what Jesus did for us, the blood of that lamb in our lives shed for us, the forgiveness of sins, then we also will not experience death as others will. We will go from this life into eternity. And so we get that blessing. What a great reason to be thankful for today. So I pray that you're going to be blessed today. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. Have a very, very happy Resurrection Sunday as well.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.